For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly. Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan. Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England, Tommy Donlan, and in-studio guest, first time to the show.
Welcome.
Hi. First time to the show, Joe Robel. That's with a W,
yes,
by the way. And we're going to get into Robel and Robelize and how that all comes together. But welcome to the studio, man.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, founder of Robelize, if you didn't pick up on that. Joe decided to come up from Oregon this evening and join Tommy and I in studio. And we're going to get to what it is he's got going on a little later in the show here. But, you know, as we get into it, been a pretty busy time last couple weeks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back.
Yeah, good to see you.
The whole deal, right? Took a week off or so for holidays. Yeah. Hopefully you all enjoyed your time off. I know we did, Tommy, right?
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Time to be back in studio, time to get back to work. And if you're joining us for the first time, especially here on Root Sports, please take some time, jump on over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. They're going to find some coupon codes that are going to save you a ton of money. Edge Rods, FHN20 at checkout, going to save you 20% on all fishing rods all the time. If they're not already attached to another price reduce coupon or savings. So FHN20 at checkout. And then, of course, Phelps Game Calls, Phelps Calls, Fish Hunt NW10 at checkout at Phelps Game Calls. You're going to save 10%. Again, going into 2024, Phelps is on board, and we're saving you money with all the Phelps Game Calls. So, welcome back in studio. Nice little break. 2024 is here, and we're off and running, buddy.
We are.
Here we go, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to get busy real quick, and there's a whole lot going on. One thing I want to mention before we get too far, speaking of real quick, next week on the 11th, we'll be here doing a show,
mm-hmm.
if the snow doesn't interrupt that, right?
Correct.
And we'll be doing a show, but Sportsman's Alliance has an event that they have scheduled on the 11th that if you can make it, you really need to attend.
Yeah, and this is going to be an awesome event. So if you recall, right, we've had Sportsman Alliance on the show, and they are all about protecting our hunting, access to wild lands, and really fighting the battle against the commission, which, mm-hmm. you know, we've discussed multiple times.
Correct.
And it's going to be an awesome event. It's Thursday, the 11th, and it starts at 5 p.m., and then, you know, doors open at 5, program starts at 6.
Yep.
They're going to have both a live and a silent auction.
Perfect.
They've teamed up with Meat Eater. They've mm-hmm. teamed up with Phelps. Yep. They're going to have some pretty awesome packages that you can win.
Raise the money.
African Safari. They've got a Bahamas tarpon trip. I mean, they really loaded this up. And then they're also going to key everybody in on what is the current state of affairs in fighting all of the closures that the commission is trying to push on our hunting rights. So it's going to be an awesome event.
It's going to be a great event. It's going to be educational. Yep. You're going to donate some money. He's going to win some prizes. And it's at the Southwest Washington Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with where that is. It's actually Centralia area, Tommy. Southwest Washington Fairgrounds. Look it up. Look up Sportsman's Alliance. And if you're not a member, get online and submit, sign up, and pay a little money. Become a member. They're doing a lot of good things. So, all right, real quickly here, running down the show as we got a busy one. So kicking it off here, recent Steelhead report. I hit a few different rivers over the holiday last couple of weeks. How did we do? We're going to get into all that. Welcome back to the studio here, of course, via the old Zoom call. Troy Black, Blackie's Guide Service, Lake Roosevelt Winter Opportunity. It's already that time of year, Tommy. Rainbows and how to be successful and all the details. Then, of course, part two with Troy. We'll cover those trophy kokanee. Hey, are they still around? And how to crack the code for success. Then we're going to bring you our Mardon goose hunt from a couple weeks ago. Part of our sponsor invite with Fish Hunt Northwest and hunting with Shelby Ross and Levi Rodello of Ross Outdoor Adventures. A day in the cornfield. Pretty fun morning. We'll show you that. Then, first time in studio, as mentioned, first time on the show, Joe Roble, creator of Robleyes. Hey, what is it? I think you will agree, it's a game changer. And then part two with Joe as we get into it, modern day Okie drifters and a great idea with a new bead design. This is something perhaps you have not seen yet. And Tommy, before we get out of here, we also got to mention the fact that we had a keeper sturgeon opener.
Mm-hmm.
January 1st.
Yeah,
we had, right? January 1st. And they had a quota. And let's face it, participation in the sturgeon fisheries has gone up exponentially, right? And a lot of guys are participating now because so many other things are getting closed down. And so, you know, it's a gold rush, man. You open it, you got to be there.
You
got a quota. Look, the quota at the Dallas Pool, 190 fish, they figure that they got 181 on the opening day. Hmm. At Bonneville Pool, 675 fish, they figure we rifled on through 650 of them. So guess what?
It's closed.
It's closed already.
Game over.
Done and over with. Yeah. Retention sturgeon. May open up in the spring, I guess. We'll see. Going to jump out for a quick break. We come back. We're going to do a little bit of a report on some steelhead outings we had the past couple weeks. How'd we do? Stick around and find out right after this break right here. Fish at Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery. And I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company could build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here to the show, Dwayne and Tommy Donlin and Joe Roble. And we got some steelhead to talk about this evening. Which, kind of suits you. You're kind of out there on your own now making beads and the Okie drifters and things we'll talk about here a little later on, but all relative to steelhead and salmon. So,
Yes. Finally, season's finally here.
Season's finally here, which I tried to take full advantage of, Tommy. And I got out and, you know, with the closures here in the backyard, I got to get on the road and put on some miles, go check out some new areas. They've been around a while, but it's not like I've spent a lot of time there. Mm-hmm. So went out, got on the road, checked out a couple areas, and hit the road running.
Yeah, right on. So these are new fisheries in general? These are new to you?
New to me. Let's categorize them as new to me. I haven't spent a lot of time there. I kind of went out to the Willapa region. You know, we got some opportunity out there. I went to Southwest Washington, poked around a few areas, and drove a few miles that day, put in a long day, and just was out kind of scouting. And in my mind, you know, this is what it's going to take. I mean, I got to get on the road, and I got to drive southwest. I got to drive out to Willapa. I got to head out to the coast. I could head way up north and go to the, you know, the Snoqualmie system. That's kind of where we're at.
Well, and and that's really brought on by all the closures that we've had. Mm-hmm. And so you're left with four main areas that are open.
Correct.
You know, I mean, I'm curious how the pressure was for you. And do you think people are just going to, you know, they see the closures, their favorite river isn't open, they're going to hang it up. They don't want to have to drive, you know, all the way out to the peninsula to get into fish.
Yep.
You think they're going to make the commitment? I mean, what are you seeing?
Well, to truly gauge it, I guess I have to put in some more time off of the kind of recognized winter holiday break, mm-hmm. where there seems to be more people sure. afoot and out and about. So I'll leave that to additional times out on the water. But yeah, your point is valid. With the closures, we're going to have a percentage of folks that are getting in the truck or drive, and they're going to go check out fisheries. And it was pretty crowded in some of those areas, for sure. And then for some folks, they're like, you know what? I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
And there's some areas in Puget Sound open for blackmouth right now. So mm-hmm. some guys are just like shifting and going,
sure.
I'd rather spend a day out here grinding out, trying to get a blackmouth,
right.
deal with all these people.
Or going across the border to Canada and getting into the blackmouth up there.
There's that option yep. as well, as yep. we've seen. So then this... Just the last couple days, got home last night. Yeah, spent a couple days out on the OP with Bobby Kratzer.
Yeah.
Myself, invited Mike Gainsworth, and of course the Viking, mm-hmm. Matt Messing and mm-hmm. Viking Outdoor Productions. We got out there to fish and film, kind of our annual deal. It's our partnership with the Washington State Guides Association, and you know, you and I helping promote them and everything they do and all the good yep. they do for recreational fishing, and our opportunity to get out there and fish with Bobby. And so 2 days, covered 11 miles each day, long floats, right? Covered Damn. Lots of ground. Conditions were just fantastic. I mean, 5 to 6 feet of vis, a little bit of emerald green to the water. Mm. Almost getting a little low for some of the stretches we did, but Bobby's just a master of his craft. He's sure. like, okay, we're going to hit this rock, boom. You don't even see it. He's like, we're going to hit this rock, boom. Then go down through another riprap and a riffle and, you know, a little waterfall. And it's like, well, we're going to bump back here, boom. I mean, 40 years.
Knows it, yeah, like the back of his hand.
Knows it, right? So yep. Ainsworth and I were tasked with just, okay, reading water, man, and there's a ton of it to pick from. Big boulders, yeah. runs, trenches, little boils, little, just ideal. I mean, it's what huh. the Olympic Peninsula stands for. It's like, find all them little nooks and crannies, pick your zone, cast, you know, just past it, reel it into it, get it in early. Your presentation's got to drop. You want to be mm-hmm. in there before you're on top of the fish.
Yeah, sure, sure. So you talk about presentation. I mean, what worked for you guys? Was there something that stood out that worked more than another, or what did you experience?
So day one, I'll tell you what, I tip my cap to the effort that Mike and I put into. You know, mm-hmm. in 2 days, we hooked 8 steelhead. We landed all 8 fish, which yeah. was just like, man, that was fantastic.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I surmise that to presentation, your hookup to land ratio goes up exponentially anytime you're fishing a presentation in an attitude of a suspended load in a horizontal hook presentation, mm-hmm. i.e. a jig, mm-hmm. a worm on a hook, mm-hmm. a jig hook, you know, a jig head. So that orientation, when those fish grab that hook's already up. Well, oftentimes you pierce them right up through the nose.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty solid, and especially with mm-hmm. barbless hooks to come out, you know, swing and get 8, land 8, release 8. And a couple were in the corner of the mouth, pulled one on a number 5, Robleyes, mm-hmm. liquid fire Okie that I had actually painted with some pink pearl nail polish that I picked up. That color is called Champagne Toast. And I wanted to fish it vertical under a float, but I hadn't got with Joe yet on making weighted Okies, which we'll talk uh-huh. about in a little bit. So I put a bait weight on top of that size 5 Okie and fished it suspended under float, just like I would a jig or a worm on a jig head.
Sure.
And the presentation was great. The color was perfect for the conditions that we had at the time.
Right.
I had some of the regular colored ones. The liquid fire has got very high UV. We'll talk with Joe about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But even coating it with that pink pearl, the UV popped through. And let me tell you, man, it worked. It looked really good in the water.
Yeah, and I noticed that you kind of bumped the Okie up just a little bit above mm-hmm. the hook. And yep. I think that probably has something to do with your hookup ratio too, because they're just getting the hook. They can turn their head, hook goes to the corner of the mouth, yep. which is what that picture looks exactly like.
Yep.
So you're getting a better hookup that way too.
Mm-hmm. And that's, yep. you know, very similar to how we pin beads up off of hooks, give it 2 yep. or 3 inches from the hook, because your hookups are typically in the corner of the mouth, if not the upper corner yep. of the jaw, and the release on a barbless hook is just seamless.
Yeah, it's the same thing for tuna. You don't want an egg sinker sitting right on top of right. the hook, right, yep. for live bait. Yep. Same thing.
So it worked. All presentations worked. Everything was suspended up because of the type of water we were fishing, big bouldery and chutes and, you know, troughs and everything. Can't drag any weight out there on some of those rivers. This was one of them.
Sure.
Got to keep it up, suspended, and the fish were grabbing, and it was just a fantastic time.
That's awesome.
You know, another fantastic time with Bobby Kratzer. Robert Kratzer, Angler's Guide Service. The video's coming next week. Matt Messing, Viking Outdoor Productions, is working through the week to get it up and ready to go. And yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it.
Great content, so I can't wait to bring it to you. Okay, jumping out for a quick break. We come back, gonna introduce y'all back to Mr. Troy Black, Blackie's Guide Service. We're gonna talk some East Side Opportunity, Lake Roosevelt, rainbows, triploid rainbows, and of course, trophy kokanee. All that with Troy. We come back from the break right here at Fish in the Northwest.
Sportco, an outdoor emporium, is the largest local outfitter in the Northwest since 1975, providing thousands of people affordable outdoor gear. This summer, make your next outdoor adventure more affordable by shopping at our warehouse-style pricing. We are a local Scotty dealer, offering sales, service, and repair. Located in Fife and Seattle, come visit us today. The outdoors awaits you.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Next up on the OI itinerary here at Thomas, our longtime buddy, Troy Black, Blackie's Guide Service, and of course, www.blackiesfishing.com. And taking a little bit of time just after the holidays here to spend it with us. Can't thank you enough, Troy.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, hey, you and I kind of talked a little bit the last couple weeks, and it's officially winter. Let me remind you of that. And of course, it sounds like you guys got some colder weather finally coming over there. But it is an El Nino year. So it might convince you otherwise as far as how it's been thus far. We really haven't had, up to this point, a good snowpack. And usually they, by now, haven't they started drawdown on the lake, on Lake Roosevelt, and, you know, get that water moving? So without the snowpack that we're accustomed to, have they even started drawing down the lake yet?
No, yeah, because of the snowpack, the lake is still completely full.
Wow.
In fact, I think on the graph it shows that in the next 15 days that it will go down approximately only 2 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they're gonna start taking it down, but not aggressively like they have in the past.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And Troy, in the past, you know, when we've had you on the show, we've talked about what effect drawing down the lake has on, you know, where those fish are located within the lake. You know, and since they haven't done that yet, I would presume that the fish are kind of still scattered about the lake, and maybe you're focusing on some smaller streams that dump into Roosevelt. Or what's the game plan look like for you?
Yeah, the game plan right now is you just go hunt and
yeah,
just go cover the water.
Right.
Once you find a pot of fish, you can beat on them and do your damage till you scatter them, and then you just go find another pod. Because the lake is up, all the fish are scattered. You know, there's still historic spots that will hold the rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
That you can still, even when it's full or down 100 feet, whatever, there seem to always be fish in the area. And so, but right now, that's the name of the game. Just the fish are up on the surface.
Okay.
And just set your gear and you just start cranking the water.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. That was going to be my next line of questioning. It's like, okay, you find a pot of fish and you're on top of them. So this time of year, yeah, they're up on the surface. You know, if I'm, excuse me, flatlining, am I flatlining with lead? Am I doing the downrigger trick, 2 to 4 feet down and long setbacks? Talk a little bit about that and or the planer boards, you know, kind of what's your program right now?
Yeah, usually if I have enough licenses in the boat, I'm going to run 7 rods.
Yeah.
two rods per side, mm-hmm, on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put either like an eighth ounce all the way down to, you know, maybe like 3/4 of an ounce of weight.
Okay.
In front of that offering, depending on where I think the fish are at in the column. And then I'll run 2 downrigger rods. Usually I'll set them back like 125 to 150 feet. Mm-hmm. And then they will be anywhere from 3 down to 12 feet.
Oh.
The last two or three trips. One rigger's been on 8 feet and the other one's been at 10. And those seem to just been perfect.
Right.
And
then,
yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about that. What does that presentation look like for you? You know, when you're able to run seven rods, is it something different on every single rod? And talk about the colors that you're using. Are you like, is it oranges and pinks? You know, do you have beads? Are you using blades? If you're using hoochies, what size hoochies are you using? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so right now the water temperature is still 46 degrees, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And what I've found is because the water temperature is so warm in my mind, this is just me thinking, my bigger offerings have not been producing. So I've been downsizing lots of plankton squids, you know, those little teeny, the inch and a half squids, sleek profiles like hornet type spinners, assassin spinners, wedding rings. You know, when we're out the back for rainbows, I always keep a rainbow rod out the back. So just to keep everybody busy while we're looking for silvers and kokanee. And so we've been using real small, little small muddler minnows with just a tip of nightcrawler. These fish have wanted to really, really have small, sleek presentations. So, again, pinks, oranges. If you come over and you don't know what you're going to throw, you don't know what color, just throw pink and orange, you'll get bit.
Excellent advice. Before we jump out here for a break, let's get into scent and bait. Three of your top recommended scents to either go with your corn or what you may be putting out the back there. And do you run different color of corn in combination with different scents? Kind of give us a walkthrough.
So I run two different kinds of corn. And this goes for the rainbows and the kokanee. One is cured natural color with krill, anise, kokanee type flavor, a little sweeter flavors there. And then I'll dye a batch in pink. And then same thing. I'll run heavy krill, herring, you know, the more aggressive type scents like that, you know. And I'll even run like a salmon formula with those that's not quite as hot chemically, but but has a more of an aggression type flavor.
Gotcha. Okay. We are going to pause right here, jump out for a quick break, because we got you for another segment, whether you know that or not. So what I want to do is come back from the break. We're going to really get into the differences that we should be looking into if we want to actually pursue those trophy kokanee that apparently are still around. So don't go anywhere, Troy. Don't go anywhere, everybody else. We're going to jump out for a quick break. When we come back, more with Troy Black right here, Fish on Northwest.
New days. New beginnings. New friends. New loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here in studio to Wayne England, Tommy Dolan, of course, Zoom guest, Troy Black. Blackie's Guide Service, once again, www.blackiesfishing.com. And you know what, Troy? I got to tell you, you kind of already dipped your hat in this. Let's talk about the kokanee. And I actually put in my notes here, you know, in the years I've been spent over there and talked to a number of folks, the old timers, the veterans, if you will, of the fishery, refer to them as silvers. And if I'm not mistaken, earlier in the segment, you actually referred to the kokanee as silver. So I'm not classifying you any particular way, but the old timers call them silver. Yeah. So
thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you know,
he's in the group too. Don't worry.
Badges are earned, right? So okay, so I'm going to target kokanee over there. I guess getting to my question, what is the most important, if any, significant change in my presentation that I need to alter when I really want to focus on going after kokanee?
Slow down.
Speed.
Yep, speed. Yep. The you know, when we're targeting just rainbows, we'll crank our gear up to like 1.6 mm-hmm. plus, you know, 2.2,
yeah,
depending on what we're pulling. And when we're targeting our kokanee, regardless of the time of year, we'll be in that 1.1, 1.2, 1.3.
Okay.
What I have found is over the years, if I can stay in that 1.3 to 1.4-ish range, I'll catch both.
Oh, really? And, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's just the way that I'm, you know, I'm bending my dodgers and I'm presenting my bait. I, you know, more or less to the speed that I want to fish, so the presentation's correct.
Yeah, that's so interesting. There's a trade-off there, right? Because you can bend your dodger really aggressively and go a lot slower,
yeah,
or you can try to even out that dodger so it has no wiggle unless you're going fast,
right?
So what spectrum are you on? Are you kind of more on the, you know, get it slower but get lots of action out of the dodger side?
Yeah, I'm you know, of course I like the sling blade type dodgers, mm-hmm. so I can bend them and manipulate them, and so I'll aggressively bend the back third of that dodger. So in that 1.3, 1.4 area, I want that dodger to have a nice kick.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then as far as your trolling pattern goes, right? I mean, you know, one of the things that I do for schnook is, you know, if I feel like my speed's about in the right area, but I'm not quite sure if I need to go up or down, I'll start doing that S curve pattern, you know, mm-hmm. which slows down one side, speeds up the other. Is that also part of your game plan? Are you making large sweeping turns, sharp turns? What does your troll pattern look like?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to be too aggressive because I've got my boards out,
right.
My inner boards. I run towers. I run the big boards. So I'm running, you know, anywhere from 100 to 130, 40 feet off of each side of my boat.
Right.
Yeah, so sure. Okay.
A huge, big swath. And so when I make my turns, I've got to make those great, big, swooping, gentle turns.
Sure.
It takes forever. If you get on a pot of fish and you go, I got to turn around and get back on them, it's going to take forever. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the one drawdown, right? But they're so efficient, you can't hardly not fish them. So we talked a little bit about bait and scent. Now, again, we're focused on kokanee here. And when the bite's tough, is there any change up in that regard? Is there anything that I am going to definitely go to color-wise on my bait, definite scent combination that I have confidence in going after kokanee?
Yeah, so when it's a little bit different with the kokanee, I have found. So when that water temperature starts to drop, and here when they're dropping the lake and there's actually current, you know, Grand Coulee's moving water,
mm-hmm.
What I do is if it gets tough, I will go small and sleek presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point of, you know, two red hooks and one piece or one maggot on each hook. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow.
Sometimes. And when it's tough.
Yeah, that's when really sleek.
No kidding.
You throw anything at them and they'll hit it once you get in front of them.
Mm. So, Troy, we're still in this El Nino phase of weather, right? It's been really warm. I mean, there is snow in the forecast, so it is supposed to cool down. So, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully that'll start, you know, getting those water temps down where you like to see them in that 42 degree range. But, you know, are you anticipating maybe that we're going to have a lot better fishing later because we've kind of had these fish roaming around, and then when that temperature drops, the fishing is going to pick up? Are you kind of anticipating that, you know, January, April timeframe to be on fire, kind of as a delayed cold front effect?
Yeah, usually what I do is we start fishing it on November 1st, and I always just tell the customers, if you're wanting numbers of fish, rainbows, then we want to fish it November through mid-February.
Mm.
That's when it's mainly going to be all rainbows, and you get one or two, three opportunities a day on kokanee.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time a week or whatever, you might get five or six.
Oh,
yeah. But they start, generally they'll start dropping that lake the end of January, and it can go as much as a foot a day. 140-mile long lake, and they'll drop that lake a foot a day.
That's moving a lot of water.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that just flushes all that feed down towards the dam. It concentrates the kokanee, and the kokanee actually get turned on with that current.
Okay, but, yeah.
But the rainbows don't like it as much.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes
so
sense.
So if you're looking for that, you know, that 20-inch kokanee, 22-inch kokanee, then I always tell my customers, let's plan anytime after Valentine's Day to June 1st.
When the water's moving. All right, we got to get out of here, but before we go, openings, if folks want to fish rainbows, kokanee, or walleye with you, best way to get a hold of you and book a trip.
Yeah, give me a call or text me at 208-699-1360, or just go on to Facebook, go on my Facebook page or Instagram page, send me a message, and love to chat more about it and see if we can't get you on the water.
You got it. www.blackiesfishing.com. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, as you mentioned. Troy, always a pleasure, my friend, and don't be surprised if we're over there with a boat, with a rope tied to your boat and just following you around.
Call me. I think it's my turn to buy dinner.
Got it. Okay, pal. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Good night.
All right. Troy Black, he is a, tell me, that man is so dialed over there.
He's got it dialed.
Just
yes,
so
he
much
does.
Fun to go fish with him. You're going to have nothing but a good time, and he's going to get you into the fish, which is what we all really want to do. All right, jump out for a quick break. We come back. You're going to take a few minutes to enjoy our goose hunt from a couple weeks ago, our Fish on Northwest invite, sponsor invite that we shared with folks over there in Ross Outdoor Adventures, Shelby Ross, Levi Rodello, and a great group that we got out on a short goose hunt. Check this out right after the break, right here, Fish in Northwest.
Hey guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Pro-Cure, Short Bus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Hopefully you enjoyed that little look at our goose hunt that we had a few weeks ago. What a great time.
Yeah, looks like fun. Good, wish I could have been there.
Yeah, I wish you would have made it too. It was a great time and a pretty decent hunt. So moving on back to fishing, more appropriately steelhead fishing, well, indoor salmon. Reintroduce you to Joe Roble, owner and creator of Robleize. And Joe, I guess I got to ask you first before as we jump into this, what is Robleize? How did you come up with that name? What's it mean?
Robleize is a name I've used since 98. I got it, as a nickname in college.
Okay.
Student head. there's kind of a story there. I was helping the teacher explain the topic to the class that they were having trouble understanding, and I kind of took the marker and went up to the board, and as I was coming back to my seat, one of the guys said, "You Robleized it." And
gotcha.
I've liked
awesome.
It.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So, we'll get into talking about the product, but I'm just curious, did you fish the original Oki Drifter? And if so, I mean, did you catch fish on that? And, tell us a little bit about that whole process to bring back that original to what you envisioned.
I had not fished it. I grew up in Minnesota, so I don't have that awesome story that so many of us have of,
young steelheader.
It's okay. I don't have that story.
No, Tommy's lived here his whole life.
I did have an encounter with one in like 88, 89, but that's kind of a longer story than we have time for here.
Okay.
But I remember seeing one and thinking it was a raspberry
because
I was young then. I didn't know what else it could have been.
What motivated you to bring it back then? Like you kind of got the history from Herzog and understand the history of it now, obviously, and your engineer brain kind of wrapped around it. You said, I'm gonna bring this back. What were you thinking?
It wasn't my idea to bring it back. I was already making the mercurial beads at the time.
Okay.
And my good fishing buddy Connor Davidson had showed up to my house one day and handed me an Oki and said, "Can you make these?"
Oh.
And I'm like, I think I can. I wrote a little bit about that on a blog post, but it took some convincing, and it was Bill Herzog's article that I read that finally convinced me to try to make them.
Did you think it would take off as big as it has?
I had no idea. I mean, I think this could have gone either way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I was kind of terrified, honestly, this out there.
It's a leap of faith, man.
It was.
And, you know, it's either going to go like crazy or be a total bust, and it's, but you don't know until you try, right?
That's so
we're barely getting into this, but we got to jump out for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into it a little bit more. We're going to talk about those beads and what you got going on there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in studio with Joe Roble right here, Fish on Northwest.
A Northwest favorite for almost 40 years, Arima boats are manufactured with pride in Bremerton, Washington. All Arima boats are built without any structural wood materials. That is why Arima boats are backed with a lifetime warranty. Arima can offer every boat with Honda outboard packages so that you can take advantage of the reliability and 5-year top-to-prop warranty from your Honda outboard. Call or stop by Arima boats today and let them help you get into your very next boat.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne England, Tommy Dolan, and Joe Roble, owner and creator of Robleize. So, Joe, you kind of mentioned the bead, and you've created a new style of bead that allows you to change this bead size, color, whatever, on the leader without having to cut and retie the leader. How does that work?
Yeah. So there's a spiral groove that goes all the way down through the bead. I don't know if you probably can't see this on the screen, but you know, the biggest reason why I like this is I'm always fishing double beads.
Right.
So, you know, as I'm fixing up leaders, preparing for the trip, I don't have to make that decision of what bead I want to stick on there at that time. And also I can, you know, put both hooks on the same line. I don't have to daisy chain them.
Sure.
So, you know, and just one less knot to tie that way.
Right. Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. That's really slick. It looks like you got a lot of, you know, you got different sizes, different colors. And then are all of those also UV as well?
Yes. To some degree, some are brighter than others, but all UV, some are translucent, some are, you know, not. There's a lot of different shades of colors that I offer.
What's your sizes, like down 8 mil up to?
8 mil up to 14 mil.
Okay. And as far as buoyancy on your beads, talk about buoyancy, non-buoyant, and what about the Okies as well? Buoyant, non-buoyant?
Yeah, so the Okies are all buoyant. You know, and then for the beads, I have, you know, you can have the choice if you want, you know, neutral buoyant or sinking or floating. You know, there's a mark on the package that says what they are, and, you know, just depends on the style of fishing that you're doing. You can make that decision.
Right.
Yeah. Now I noticed that in Dwayne's picture earlier with that beautiful steelhead, you had a bobber stop that was kind of holding, you know, the Okie at a certain offset, but you've got a pin that allows you to lock that in place. How does that work?
Yeah, it's, you know, just those black stoppers. You know, I think we've all probably seen these at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the XL size. So it's one of the larger size. I don't think it's the largest, but, you know, just putting that on your leader, then you know, you can put the bead right on the leader and kind of crank the bead down onto that stopper, and that compression holds it really well. It holds it in place and even does well in terms of, like, when you go to set the hook, a lot of times, like, a soft bead will slide down or,
right,
you know, these, if you get the peg in there really tight, you can you know, they'll hold.
You're literally screwing that down onto that peg.
There's threads inside that hole.
Yeah, so crazy.
I'm holding the line tightly, and then I'm pinching the stopper.
Yeah.
And then just twisting the bead. And
threading it onto it.
Perfect. All the way down.
Yeah, because bobber stops work, but you're right. If you get hung up or set a hook or something, oftentimes it slides down, and then you got to bump it back up. But those seem to pin in place and aren't going to move. And I do like the fact that you got a double rig set up there. You can simply twist those off the leader, twist on another color, another size. Maybe you get to the river and it's dirtier than you anticipated.
Right. Exactly.
And you got to go bigger and more vibrant color, more UV, right? And you can just change it out without having to retie your rig. It's a brilliant idea.
That's slick. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the old engineer brain, right?
Yeah, that is.
That's
how
you revolutionize the industry with that. We're going to jump out for a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk a little more about these Okies. We're going to give some of them away to some of you that are tuned in today. So don't go anywhere. Jump out for a quick break. We'll be back right here at Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
All right, welcome back here in studio as we wind it down with Joe Roble, creator and inventor of Roble Eyes, and fantastic products, mister.
Thank you.
Really like it. I've already, you know, gone out fished and fished the Oki. Of course, I had to weight it down a little bit because I wanted to fish it suspended, but nonetheless, it worked fantastic. Now, the UVs on some of these really, really pop, and it's impressive. What I want to do is, you gave me a 5-6-pack here of, what is this, size 3s and 4s, mostly all 3s.
All 3s, there's 8 in there, 2 of each color.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to give this away. You're tuning in today on Root Sports. I'm going to take 5th caller. 5th caller right now, got to write this down, 253-307-7219. 5th caller, 253-307-7219. Wasn't planning on it. We're just going to give it away because he's giving me plenty. 253-307-7219. Fifth caller gets this entire package of the size 3 Roble Eyes Oki Drifters using for steelhead. Really, really good stuff. Lots of colors, and you brought me a lot of extra things to try out here. I'll report back to you on how these things go. So if I could ever get Tommy out steelhead fishing.
I'm just thinking of saltwater applications just looking at it. You know, and I've got some ideas.
Yeah, and of course, you two engineer brains will meld in the middle and come up with something new for the industry in the saltwater application, I'm pretty sure. So, Joe, can't thank you enough. I also got some decals here I'll be throwing out there and give away to folks. So, where can folks find you? What's the easiest way, real quick?
On Roblize.com. Also active on Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. Roblize.com, Roblize on Facebook, Roblize on Instagram. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We will see you next time right here, Fish on Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram, and finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.